Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we've been knowing each other for a while. I'm into you. I don't know what I gotta do, you know. Get closer.
Wait a minute. Now, you know I'm in a situation. Why are you in? Don't do this. Why are you tripping like that?
Well, I understand that, but your whole vibe is, you know, I see myself being with you forever.
That's real beautiful. And I kind of dig you too, you know that. We're friends, and I'm in a situation. I'm in a relationship, and you know what that means.
And whatever I gotta do, I'll do for you.
You're putting me in an awkward situation.
Everything between us is good. I'm riding this cloud, baby, ready to fly, but before I take another step, would you catch me if I fall for you? I'm so used to standing, so used to being on my own. But this thing is new, babe. It feels like I'm losing control. I'll take another step if you catch me when I fall for you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, poets and poets. Tonight, you are tuned into the Full Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, Epiphany Radio presents Iron Sharpens Iron, a Royal Pen's Perspective. I am your host, Anonymity, with my co-host, the lovely Miss La Perla Negra. Tonight, the call-in number is 319-527-6300. Call to listen in, and as always, press 1 to be heard. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Big shout-out to my man, our CEO, the author, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. Full Real, the poet Douglas. So we're going to get for you tonight, as always, the Royal Pen's Perspective, bring royalty where royalty is due, have a discussion, bounce around some dope ink, and make it happen as we do every other Friday night at this time. So we're going to get into another song. We're going to come back, start with some dope poetry. Catch you on the other side.
Mm-hmm. love to hold you. Anything you'd ask of me, I would do. But somewhere down the road, you felt a change in the weather and told me that you had a journey on. A kiss in the wind and your love was gone, long gone. Now you say you never meant to play your game, but girl, don't you know it's far too late? Because you said our love just falls apart. You no longer have my heart, and I'm doing just fine, getting along
of the word. Yo, I just love, love, love good writing, good music, good artistry, definitely dope poetry, which brings us back to where we are again for the third edition of Iron Sharpens Iron, a Royal Pen's Perspective. Miss LaPearla Negra, you with me?
I'm here. I'm multitasking, but I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Now, I know we got Little Man on deck, so yeah. Big shout out to G Babies everywhere. We all love them. And
yeah,
now, listen, you're just awesome. Everything that you do here on Epiphany Radio, your own shows, mind you. Just to have you here is just always to be with greatness. I respect your pen. I respect your dedication. I respect you as a genuine person. And over the course of, you know, these past few weeks, months starting to count, you've just been really, really, really instrumental in my growth and just back into the art of poetry, making, you know, part of the family, the Epiphany family, which brought me back to my love for the pen. So I want to start off the show tonight by thanking you and giving you the flowers that you so well deserve. So those are yours, Queen.
Oh, thank you. Honestly, I feel the same way about you, and I truly, truly appreciate you allowing me to ride shotgun with you every other Friday night. This is awesome. I love working with you, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and the pleasure's all mine. And, you know, start off with training wheels and starting to, you know, get the reins to get the handle. And I know you're doing a lot of things, and, you know, we got some things kind of in the future lined up, some surprises, some extra parts of the branches, if you will, of the tree from the roots branching out to step in and just make sure that this, you know, I have all the support and love, but I just had to take a moment to thank you so much for this beginning to this journey and the path that we're on and where this entire vision, Iron Sharpens Iron, what Epiphany Radio has provided the platform. Just grateful for the opportunity and to be able to seize the moment and see nothing but progression without any obstacles, because I only see hurdles and they're meant to get over. So there are no breaks, and I only know how to win. And this, to have such like-minded artists, support, genuine people behind me, it's a pleasure to behold. So this is where we are, and boom, we landed. Wow.
Absolutely.
You ready to get into tonight's show?
I'm so ready. I am so ready. Yes, I am.
You know, I took a glimpse, and I see that the lines are lit up, and that's wonderful in itself. So before we even begin, to everyone, I'm just looking, and oh, my goodness, thank you. Just looking at what I see here, the hands that's up, I see you all. We're going to get to everybody. I come to enjoy some dope ink tonight. I come to see what you bring, the inspiration, the growth from where we are. I'm here for all of that. As you hear, I'm hyped. This is what we do. This is how we inspire. We go get it. And iron does sharpen iron. But that's with Pearl and Megan.
Yes.
I know you have something prepared for us tonight, and I was just wondering, you know, because ladies, and you are definitely a queen. So as always, I offer that red carpet to you if you're ready to share a piece of your ink, poetry, art with us. I am ready to behold.
I am ready. Yes, I am.
Okay. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Ain't Nothing Like a Melanated Man. Ain't nothing like a melanated man. That rich, sweet, chocolate, melanin man. And a plethora of hues, no doubt. Covered in liquid gold that's been kissed by the sun. So some would choose to downplay the good, positive qualities of him. Even try to distort and destroy his beautiful existence by using the derogatory term, nigga. The mild disparagement softened by society to think that it's acceptable because you are the antithesis of their contentment. Excuse me one second. I could never address you as anything but such a worthy truth of king, emperor, god. Let's face it, ain't nothing like a melanated man. Where others may seek protection from and burn. No other skin was designed to naturally reflect harmful rays while simultaneously drawing a nutritional vitamin from the sunlight. It's an all-natural delight. See, I believe the mold you were cast from was constructed from the heart of the stars to just shine so naturally. Maybe that's why they envy. Oh, by the way, if you didn't know, me being a melanated, complected sister doesn't bias my words. It just gives me an innate, natural truth. And it don't get no better than that. Because when we blend, mix love in that physical intimacy, the endless stream of not being able to tell where your skin begins and mine ends, is simply nature naturally occurring. It's such a beautiful thing. Yet you remain most despised and envied by men of all races. Barely kept uplifted with positive praises and affirmations by your own community and family. Still, presence commands attention in any room he graces. But I salute you, because I love you, and will always remind you, you are my king. When the angels saw God forming him from Mother Earth's clay, they said, ain't nothing like a melanated man. And that's that piece.
Wow. Simply, simply uplifting, equally beautiful, and definitely gracious. As I put it, as you know, as a melanated man myself, I play both sides of the equation. I rise on both sides. You know how that goes. You know, I got both sides. You know, we talk about, I'm just thinking about my mans and I'm out there, poetic J. Rob. They know what the way we're talking about, that little MC joke.
Yeah, we talk about that LSP.
Exactly, right, that LSP, right. So, you know, you know, but come back to that for a second. Iron sharpens iron first. The rising. The rich, wheat, chocolate. You rise above, to rise above everything. You mentioned a part in that poem that made me think. I didn't stop, I didn't put the pen down, and I just listened into everything that you said. But it took me from a place where we rose above, like you see the rise, to go against all odds, if you will. Everything that's stacked against it, it's nothing like our own queens to uplift their kings. Teach us how to uplift our queens. I say in the poem how the nature of our women, you know, we come, like, we look at our mothers and we learn to have a respect, to see it from the struggle and to be uplifted by what is to be our helpmate. The way that you express that in the poetry, when you said at the end, you said, I love you, it was felt. The way that you spoke and everything about it was exactly, it was touching. Kind of shook me up. I had to get out my seat, take a couple of steps, because it was felt. And I'm grateful for that, to have that tonight. And it even made me kind of listen and thought about what piece I was going to do. Because what I had prepared, I'm not going to do, because it was appreciated that much that it made me even want to change what I was going to do, because I was inspired. So thank you for that, graciously. On behalf of all the melanated men out there, on behalf of all melanated men on this call, we thank you for that piece tonight. Wow.
Well, my pleasure.
Love it, love it, love it. Okay. Well,
now, my most gracious host. I'm sorry, go ahead, finish.
No. Yes, please continue.
No, I was just saying we, you know, not just myself, but the callers are anxious to hear what you brought for us to listen to tonight.
You know, I'm going to share a piece that I actually slightly revised that
okay.
I did on the Love Edition of the Get Down show when I was had the privilege of co-hosting with J-Rod and Poetic. And it was my favorite love song, but I did a slight revision, which I will talk about with Iron Sharpens Iron, a little after this poem, and, you know, as we get to our callers. So, yeah, I got a piece prepared.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
She plays like rhythm. Serenades a melody infused in rhythm and blue hues, woven with wide hips, full lips. A honey mocha, sugar brown, earth tone complexion, she displays the ancestry of her roots as an expression of a soulful ballad being played on repeat. She speaks music through a composition of poetry. My acoustics harmonize with her love language. I pen hieroglyphics formed from angelic scriptures, scripting lyrics to her story. She changes history into an epic love song, looping continuously around God's fingertips. She is classic. Amplified in surround sound, crowned as a beautiful composition of art. She needs no hook. We cross no bridge to climax. Just simplicity as gentle expressions in rhyme. Sometimes we rock out, banging our heads in frustration when absent-minded behaviors clash with an emotionally charged response. Such moments present us as in head-on collision, producing nothing but noise. But the quiet storm of night serves its purpose when her soprano embraces my baritone. We compose a rendition of love songs, sprawled across angel wings spanning the distance of paradise. We present it as us, peace and tranquility composed, see the backdrop for this melodramatic musical. We're two hearts which beat in unison, rocking steady for a lifetime in unity. Together, we make harmony envious, and we don't play together as one. Together, we form one, one voice, one sound. She becomes my metronome. Presented to the world as a duet, trapped in a time capsule, buried for days when love songs cease to exist. Even then, she will always be that poem to me, my first love. The interpretation of grace as a presentation of melody, painted upon a canvas of metaphors, forming a beautiful haiku. Heartfelt expressions, embellished in similes. She is poetry, my favorite love song, and peace.
You know what? I remember when you did this before, but what you did to it tonight is definitely swoon-worthy. It's such a beautiful dedication. Whomever she is, whether she be your pen or your words penned or that actual special lady in your life, that was absolutely beautiful. You know, I'm a fan of yours, and I could actually listen to you go on and on in that one particular piece. That was really, really beautiful, and I'm a hopeless romantic. Can't help myself. But I love that piece you just wrote. Wow. That was awesome.
You know,
thank you for that.
Thank you for that. And I, to say, when you brought what you brought this evening, what I had prepared to do, it wasn't the poem to do. That, the appreciation to shift because something makes you feel and you get lost in a moment that you want to continue. It's like finding, like having the perfect DJ, if you will, that knows how to just kind of feed and it just kind of builds and it sets a vibe and it sets a tone and you want to stay there for a few more moments to enjoy and embellish the art. So I appreciate what you brought to inspire change. And as we do talk about change, to start getting into, you know, tonight's discussion and getting our callers here, we hear y'all and we are ready to answer the call. Thank you. I see all the hands up. Love it. Thank you for the support, the love, and for Iron Sharpens Iron. But, you know, we talk about, like, this piece that was shared and how it was changed. And I know for me, there's very few poems that I have that I can say are complete because I see visions from where I'm at. And to fill a poem, if I go to back to the piece that I did and I cannot share it in the same manner by which I've written it, because at stages of maturation, we continue growing. So do poems because they're heartfelt and they come from a place and just that's for me. So there are some poems that I have complete, but there are many, many, many that I just haven't found that yet. And as the show Iron Sharpens Iron is all about building those pieces, I love and grateful for feedback. Give me constructive criticism. Help me elevate my pen. See a vision because I do have a vision, and I want to make sure. I might sometimes in metaphors, I've been told, look, you lost me, and I appreciate that because that's not the intent. I don't share it to lose you. It's not. I just don't see the, you know, such joy and such. So that's just one of the concepts behind Iron Sharpens Iron. And, you know, I know that we've actually discussed, you know, some of those things. So if you don't mind, would you like to share just some of your thoughts on kind of how you approach pieces from when you write them to where they wind up, if you mind, if you will.
Oh, man. Okay. You know what? I am I'm a hippie. So anything could catch my attention. The sound of the wind, just a certain smell, the look of people walking together, children playing, anything, it just pulls it out of me, and I'll start writing about it because I have just this, how to explain, it's just a love for life, period. And that's pretty much where it comes from. My inspiration comes from everywhere, just like these precious, beautiful eyes that I'm looking at right now, trying to eat the blanket.
yes, yes.
And he's smiling at me as if he knows that I'm laughing.
Yes, yes, yes.
The moonlight coming through the blinds. At night, or shining with leaves, everything just brings me to write. It doesn't even matter. It's not anything specific. It's just anything. What
right.
about you?
Yes, the beauty in life. It's the beauty in life. It's seeing.
Yes.
It's the lens by which you choose to see your surroundings. And when you have a gift of whatever type of art, there's some people that can just paint such beautiful pictures and see colors in ways that you may not have even taken time to appreciate the hues. I'm listening to the thunderstorm right now behind me, and it's such a mood for, you know, tonight I don't do topics, but just tonight's vibe, if you will, the storm behind me. One night I'm sure we're going to sit here, it's going to be, you know, summertime and summertime dawn with summertime does. So, you know,
absolutely.
Tonight's quiet storm is just something to appreciate. And, you know, to me, that's poetry. So, you know, as we share all that, I know we have callers waiting. And I am so excited to get them on the line. It's been 2 weeks since we've been here. And, you know, with all the dope art and even, you know, my man Keith Eric's show, the Renaissance Poetry, is something to behold. If you haven't seen it, I'm sure you have, because respect to my king right there. You understand what I'm saying? So respect, king. And, you know, but, yeah, we get an opportunity. Here we are again, you know. So, yes, I'm definitely anxious and to get such – oh, my goodness, art to be shared. So if you'd like to start, let's open up the lines. Who do we have?
All right. First caller we have is area code 219. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. Who do we have on the mic?
Good evening, my sister. This is Brother Oath on the line calling in from actually Indianapolis, Indiana, but I'm from East Chicago, Indiana.
How you doing, Brother O? This is LaPearl
Omega, well.
And I'd like you to meet the newest addition to the Epiphany family, my distinguished host here. His name is Anonymity.
Brother O, what's Anonymity? Good with you, my king? What's good with you, brother?
I'm doing good, brother. I'm doing good.
And first and foremost, respect for, you know, calling into the show and having the opportunity to meet you. You know what I'm saying? Respect to you, King. So, you know what I'm saying? I see my, you know, Miss LaPearl Negra knows exactly, and it's my pleasure to behold. So who do I have the pleasure to speak to this evening?
This is Brother O, the Living Milk Professor of Poetry from East Chicago, Indiana, but I'm actually calling from my hospital room in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Well, peace and blessings to you. Peace and blessings for calling in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, thank your calls for inviting me. Thank you for inviting me to your show this evening.
All right, man. I appreciate that. Thank you, Miss LaPearl. I appreciate you as always. Thank you for expanding. You know what I'm saying? Give me an opportunity to meet new like-minded kings and queens in this art form. So thank you for being here. So, my brother, Iron Sharp is Iron. Yeah. We here. You could have been anywhere in the world. You here with us.
Right.
Thank you for your time. I'm saying.
Dang, I appreciate you, my brother. Good to meet you. Good to finally talk to you. Now we connected a few weeks ago, but it's first time actually speaking to each other and hearing each other.
Right. So, you know, I have a love. I have an absolute passion for art. Art in any capacity.
Right.
I indulge in this, in writing. I love words. I love expressions. Man, I'm motivated and driven by it. I have visions. I see things. I feel like, truth be told, man, I feel like poets' pens have the power of Superman or beyond. There's God within your writing. You know what I'm saying? Like, this expression of art is something that it's effortless, but I put everything into, if that makes sense.
I can sense that. And I just truly appreciate poets that saying that this is an art, you know, you make it
mm-hmm.
poetry
mm-hmm.
you what you experience out of life.
Mhm, mhm, mhm. Truth, facts, 100%, 100%. My man. Well, I know. Listen, we definitely link up. I'm getting better with my social media, but to connect. But
right.
As you are here, you know what I'm saying. I'm, I'm ready for the, you know what I'm saying, respect to you and this, turn the stage over to you to do what you came to do and to get our show started, to set the right vibe, because I feel nothing but great vibes. So, my brother, the mic is yours.
The title of this poem is called Women Are Always Considered to Be My Equals. When God created man, he created an original. However, God, with his infinite wisdom, decided that man wasn't meant to be by himself. Therefore, he improved and upgraded the model and created woman, the beautiful masterpiece from which all 7.5 billion people currently living on this planet were born into existence. As James Brown once quoted back in the 1960s, "This is a man's world. This is a man's world. However, it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl." As Beyonce will respond in the 2010s, "Women are running this world and taking charge. My dear brothers, it's time for us to come to terms with the reality that women are running the show now and are a powerful force when they come together. This is not the generation of women that is going to settle for less than the best. This is not the generation of women who will be told what they can and cannot do, for the gender roles in America have drastically changed over the last 50 years. This is not the generation of women meant to be your cooks in the kitchen, your maids cleaning the house, or your sex objects in the bedroom. This current generation of women are all about establishing their independence by having careers and running their own businesses and making their own money. My brothers, most women that I know personally are financially stable and don't necessarily need your money, except when it's time to pay the rent and bills or taking them out on a date. This generation of women want real men who are not scared and intimidated by their strength and power. They want you to be their equals in the 21st century. We are not living in the era where the man was the main breadwinner, disciplinarian, authority figure in the house. We are not living in the era where women were stay-at-home moms, doing everything around the house and raising kids with no pay or benefits. We are not living in the era where women's thoughts and opinions were not valued. And we're not living in the era where women had to keep their husbands happy and satisfied either. We're living in these current times where we have four women serving on the United States Supreme Court, including Ketanji Brown Jackson. We're living in the current times where we have a sister who's currently the Vice President of the United States of America, Kamala Harris. We're living in the current times where we have women in charge of Fortune 500 companies. We're living in the current times where we have women breaking the glass ceiling in the sports world, serving as head coaches, assistant coaches, owners, game referees, general managers, sideline reporters, broadcasters, and analysts. And we're living in these current times where women are in prominent roles in all levels of government or any other occupation you can name. My dear brothers, we have to accept the fact that women are equals in the 21st century. Accept the fact that women are equally qualified to do jobs just as efficiently as us. You have to accept the fact that women are gradually taking over jobs where we once had the majority. And you have to accept the fact that women deserve equal pay and benefits for the same amount of work that we do. I'll give you a word of transparency. Women are the real backbone of our community and the glue that holds our families together. These sisters are stepping up to fill the voids that we left them with, stepping up to do what we as men are supposed to do. And they are doing an excellent job in our absence. And even there's someone out there that said they don't need men. Well, excuse me, my dear brothers. Last time I checked, this is the year 2022. Now, 1952, 1962, or 1972, don't come to me with that archaic leaving the beaver and Archie Bunker mentality. Don't come to me with that misogyny or chauvinism like Cam Newton and Kevin Samuels displayed. You better show me the proper respect when you're in my presence. You are a chauvinist and misogynist with a worse-sense reality, and you need some therapy. Since when are women are inferior to you? You truly expect to find a woman who's going to cater to your needs and bow down to you like a dictator. You know what your problem is, bro? You're not only afraid of change, you are scared and intimidated by the strength and independence of women. At the rate you're going and with your current state of mind, my friend, you're going to be a miserable and lonely brother for the rest of your life, and the thought of women being in charge threatens you. I'm just telling you like it is. I hope that you are taking notes on how to treat women as your equals. See, I was raised to treat women as my equals and show the utmost respect at all times. Most of the influential people in my formative years that helped raise me were women. Most of the main contributors to my personal success as a poet over the last 12 years are women. Most of the reasons why I'm in the great condition I am here at the hospital despite awaiting a heart transplant is because of women. And most of the reason why women love me very much is because I realize that they are meant to stand beside me, not behind me. My dear brothers, whether or not you want to accept this reality or continue to be afraid of progress and change, it is the year of the woman, and she's taking charge. She's changing the game, y'all, and she's playing a more prominent role in all walks of life. You better be careful how you treat her, because that same woman that you talk about, that you think is lower than you, she just might be in charge of you someday. And that's that peace.
And that's that peace.
King, first and foremost, right? First and foremost, we made our intro this evening on this call, and from your whole entire piece, King, I'm gonna tell you, I feel like I know you well enough to say respect to you, King, because everything about that piece was a motherfucking awakening, and as you see, I don't pull back or hold no punches. Let me begin, if I may. Iron sharpens iron. Talk about iron sharpens iron. First of all, the Royal Pen's perspective is, yes, you hold your pen with royalty, and I'm going to keep it 100% gully with you. You take iron sharpens iron to a whole different level. You take it with now. You accountable. Like, I got a poem, a brother, a warning to the brothers, message to the brothers, and it come off about how you treat women, but you just took the whole concept about women and elevated to the truth for what it is. Bang, boom, bow, we are the culture of people by which our culture is definitely ran by women. We raise
yeah.
Women are raising kids. They raise, women are out here raising men. I'm going to keep it decent. Women are out here raising men. They say a woman can't do it. I've seen women do it. Now, there's an absent in there, and then with anything and the strongest, because I'm going to keep it gully. I'm going to keep it 100. I'm going to go on and say it. Anonymity don't lie behind no mask. I'm going to keep it gully and let it be known. You know what I'm saying? Like, women and our culture have evolved because the only being that has it harder than the black man in the United States of America is the black woman. And when we
I agree with you there, brother. Wholeheartedly agree.
I know. Listen, everything about your piece said that. I talk about, I didn't even get an opportunity yet in speaking to you to even really go into the piece. It was like I seen the evolution of women. I seen how you spit that piece so objectively. It wasn't subjective. It was fact. You even said at one point, you know, and you need some therapy. You said if you ain't there, you and you ran it down and you let it be known. And I laughed when you said it because you said you need some therapy. And it's so motherfucking true because it's an evolution. Because our women, hear it on the call tonight. Hear what I'm saying. Our women, the things that were designed to push them down and bury them, They deflected that energy and evolved. And the bad part about it is that, you know, Miss LaPearla Negra gave flowers. She still, through the eyes of a woman that comes from them streets that I come from, that comes from there, what I've seen, what I know, what I come from, the vision, to be able to sit up and still uplift in her art form, to still give you something to strive for. The power, the woman was created as the helpmate.
Yeah.
That means if she's your helpmate, she's strong enough to lift you when you can't lift yourself. She was there to help you. If you play the game of chess, the most powerful piece on the board is the queen. And you know, in the game of chess, the king can't really win. He can only lose.
Right.
Because you trap the other king. And the king can't get trapped by the other king. And sometimes even the queen sacrifices herself to uplift her king.
That's it, because
she's the most powerful piece on the world. So in your piece, my brother, I see, I got all of that. We talk about iron sharpens iron now. Now, I took, my bad. So,
Like, I start off that piece with, like, a scripture, like, from Genesis, I took it, then when God created man, that was from, taken from the book of Genesis, and then I started applying that principle to like James Brown, Beyonce. I took it between the eras.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that
piece was like, it just came to me, man. It just came to me, like, I see women
It was so profound. It was an awakening of accountability, because we are. I know that on the Get Down show a few weeks back, it was a conversation. You know, it was a conversation. Like, it was poetry, but it was talking about relationships and between the black man, the black women in our culture. And you hit the nail on the head with your piece. It's because our culture now has, we're a culture of people that the woman is, she's elevated the entire culture, man. It's like she's at, it's the queen on the throne, man. Like, at the end, it's from a cultural perspective. Yes, there are some, I'm not going to call them exceptions to the rule or different things of that, but no, as a culture, you look at the statistics, the numbers, men lie, women lie, numbers don't. And your piece reflected all of that. So respect to your pen. Miss LaPearla Negra. Miss LaPearla Negra. Ooh, yeah, yo, my brother, that was, ooh. I can go on and on. That was for me. But yes, Mr.
I actually did the poem on Facebook Live, so I had that video, so you want to check it out.
So listen, put it, I'm just getting caught up with like the event page and everything, but yeah, I need to get that. I have to get that. We're going to work that out. Get on the event page and post that, if you don't mind. If you can put that on the event page, please.
Yeah, sure. I'll probably do it tonight before I head to bed. I'll do it tonight, for sure.
Okay. Well, I know Miss LaPearla Negra, she let me know. I got to let her. She got to share her thoughts. It was profound. So, Miss LaPearla Negra.
You know what, brother? I've been a fan of yours for a long time, and you always tell a story. It's more than just a poem. It's a story, and it's always nothing but truth in it. But tonight, telling everybody about the women of today, you are absolutely right. Not one lie told, okay? We're not playing around. Now, I got to tell you, there are still some women around. We like to cook, we like to clean, we like to tend to our men, but it has to be something given from that man, not materialistic, but a part
right.
of him that makes us want to do that, that provides
right.
that safe space, that, you know, spiritually, mentally, physically, that makes us feel like he is deserving of being taken care of like that. That piece was awesome. I'm used to hearing you, but tonight this was a little different. But I loved it still.
Right.
All in the same. And I thank you for taking time out, because I know sometimes you up and down with how you're feeling. But I really, really appreciate you coming through, and I'm glad you finally got a chance to talk to the host.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Definitely. That's my pleasure to be on tonight. Like, thank you. Like, yo, definitely get that on the event page, my brother, and we're going to connect, because, yeah, where your pen comes from, man, you it's just so real. I loved everything, and like you said, it was authentic. It inspired, and it definitely set such a great tone for this energy for this tonight, man. I just appreciate you stopping through. So let's connect. Get that. Please get that on the event page and keep asking for it, right? Sound like a broken record. I'm going to keep going because I'll be persistent. It was that much for me. But listen, Kane, we're going to get you on out there to the Crown Royal Lounge, and I'll let you know over here everything is done by Vegas rules. So however you vibe, get your vibe on. It's to be comfortable, man. This is where we at. And for stopping through everything, man, everything. So one love, one mic to you, my brother.
Thanks, brother. Thanks for having me on tonight's show. Thank you. I appreciate you.
For sure. For sure.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
Thank you, Danielle, for inviting me. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
for sure.
Love.
For sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's great. Man, that was awesome.
Mike. Yes, yo, listen, I feel like I know the brother forever. I could have went on and just continued. I know the vibe, like, to share ink with that brother, the inspiration, things like that. I could tell the authenticity of that pen from a royal perspective. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, respect. Yeah. Love it, man, with that.
But, oh, always. He always comes through like that, always.
Mm-hmm. That's fire. That's the inspiration. That's that real pen. That's that real pen right there. So, you know, respect to that ink. But, yo, let me just take a quick pause, little moment for a quick little, you know, station identification. Let's get some respect where respect due. You know what I mean? You know, we only here for one reason.
I got it. If you want to play it.
oh, you got something ready? Okay, let's get it started. Dance to the thought, let's go. I'm ready for it. I didn't even know. Once again, you are tuned into the For Real Entertainment Network.
and Epiphany Radio presents tonight. Iron Sharpens Iron, A Royal Pen's Perspective. I am your host, Anonymity, along with my co-host, the lovely Miss LaPerla Negra. For the next hour, you can call in. Call in number 319-527-6300. Of course, press that one to be heard. And tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? So get yourself some Raw Links. I'm definitely getting mine. And huge shout out to our CEO out there, the author, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. Full Real, the poet Douglas. And we're back here with Iron Sharpens Iron, talking about that Royal Pen's perspective, that ink that inspires, that vision, that elevation of life, that art, who we are, what we do while we're here, why we share that inspiration. So I'm excited to continue to build on that energy and get the next caller up. Miss LaPerla Negra, you ready to rock? See who we got out there?
I am so ready. Oh, this is my diva. We're gonna find out about her right about now. Hey, Subliminal. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron, diva. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, LaPerla Negra?
You always do say my name like that.
I love how she just said that.
I want to introduce you to the new member. Yes.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Who do I have the pleasure of formally meeting this evening?
This is Subliminal.
Subliminal. It's my pleasure to meet you.
Why don't you tell everybody where you came from and what you do?
I am the first lady of Drip the Mic Network.
Oh, okay. Well, respect, Queen. My pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
It's a dope show too. Yes, it is.
Yes. Listen. It's an honor. It's an honor. So, catch me up. You said, all right, the first, explain, like share, please, give me more. Just tell me a little bit more.
Tell you, so we're just like you guys, you know, poetry, authors, we have singers, different shows throughout the week. We've been on a small little break, but we're getting ready to come back. Got some new things coming, so
well,
come on before you guys majority of the time.
Okay. Well,
shout out to the Epiphany family.
Shout out. Thank you, and shout out to you and to the network. Like please get that information. This is great. Miss LaPerla Negra is so full of surprises. She is expanded family. Should tell you, I'm great, good people. I'm true to heart. I'm me. And just to meet such like-minded people. If I'm being introduced, I know I'm meeting family. So welcome, Queen. Thank you for stopping through.
Thank
you for your time. Thank you for being here.
Hmm. I'm honored.
Well, welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron, where we, you know, talk about elevation of the pen, where I welcome constructive criticism, and I'll offer if there's a call for that. But I'll tell you, this is legitimately the third week, and to be perfectly 100% honest with you, I've been nothing but inspired with every single caller that has stopped through. And I think that it was just the concept of the show and people really
take time out and they share such expressions, not only their words and their pens, but what they actually, the way they delivered, they give me an opportunity to feel what they felt when they wrote it. As the author, it's my pleasure and privilege to behold. So that's kind of the concept here. And as you stop through, I am so anxious to hear what you brought to share with us tonight and, you know, be inspired as iron does sharpen iron.
Well, I'm glad that iron sharpens iron because I'm stepping out of my normal and I'm going to conscious, and Ms. La Pearl, La Negra, knows that this is not my side of my pen. So any criticism is very, very well needed.
Girl, please, you better stop playing and spit that shit. You know I know better. Don't let her fool you, anonymity. Don't let her fool you. She is one of the dopest poets that I know. Whether she does her norm, which is not conscious, or whether she's doing conscious, it could be erotica, anything. But she got it going on. So don't listen to they trying to get over, right, because you knew. But I ain't going to let it happen.
Okay. Well. I'm telling you the
guess
truth.
What?
Conscious is not my thing, but I'm going to try it anyway. That's why we sharpen each other.
Whatever you brought to share with us tonight, I am going to step aside and offer the mic to you to do whatever it is you came to do. So, Queen, the mic is yours.
Our kind people pledge allegiance to the United States of America, which stands one nation under God with indivisible liberty and malicious flag justice for the other republic. All lives matter. That's that double conscious. That double conscious talk dominating specific nation authority over non-melanated kind. You think you are correct, but in fact your disrespect with your slippery tongue, you press and you press, you press, you press, you press, you press us. You see, being black is a whole life fight in a non-liberated society. That third conscious state of the world's determination. Just another filthy meme waiting against innocent next. Mask off. Take your mask off. Remove the eye shackles blocking discriminating views. Damn, you're still blind in your rose-colored lenses. Again, that's just one more me on a melanated American. Can you please just let us breathe before you start screaming to this great state nation? Respectfully, we need unity, not your tantalizing power to be the people dancers. This world's true enemy. Chanting, all lives matter, while our ancestors have proclaimed year after year, no justice, no peace. That's this melanated American's proclamation. You press, and you press how much you're better. We see the warning labels. Those warning labels taught that side effect your parents instilled in you. We pledge allegiance to our kind of people, indivisible dominance for which it stands, dominating to control melanated humanity, which has always been our nation's disgusting infestation. Damn, can't you see? It's just one more thing, one more need. Your kind people press and press instead of pledging allegiance to the United States of America, which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. this true atones, balanced, and liberating for humanity constitution. Until we all change our priorities, what liberty under God can this world really be? Yeah, that's right, reality. That's why we press and press till this world stands for every shade of justified prosperity, a testament to individual and individuality, caring for all lives. And that's that drip.
Take your mask off, girl. See what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about?
Ooh, okay. So, through your piece.
Feedback.
I started, oh yeah, definitely giving you feedback. Through that piece, I started to count how many times I growled. And I got to 16 times that I growled through your piece. I literally, it was power. I don't know what your norm is, but whatever you do for me, a bar was set that I want to hold on to. A bar was set that if you want to feedback on this piece, what I'm going to tell you from me is that whatever you intend to do, from the way that you pledge allegiance from the beginning to the middle of your piece till you got no more towards the end, and the way that it came off and the way it was so visual in your cadence made me growl. It made me, when it's like in that piece, I stood behind you and I seen through that lens like I dare you out there because I'm a... Like, it brought that part out. You understand what I'm saying? It's like how the queen can uplift the king. You understand what I'm saying? When you recognize what you have, because in truth be told, like we spoke with Brother O on the last piece, you understand what I'm saying? We recognize when you talk about a true king, you got yourself a soldier, you got yourself a dog. When you got yourself a dog, a true king, that's out there like, okay, protection is all over. I dare you, and you behind that, and you got the right mindset, and King and Queen rises, and we take back everything that they tried to steal from us, and we blow it up in their face, because all we do is overcome as a people. It's who we are, and your peace brought back. Now, I love the metaphors. I love the cadence. I love the way it was written. If you want some true, honest feedback on your piece, I would say you nailed it.
Thank you.
You're reaching for, only you know that goal. Only you know if you've achieved it. But for me as the listener, I could not ask for more. To have heard you for the first time and appreciate and maybe want to hear more. On both pieces I heard tonight, started thinking collaboration, different things, because you have pieces to put with pieces, because you feel certain things, and the inspiration of iron sharpens iron is not always about coming and giving some type of a critique. And I'm so glad that I guess maybe I had the biggest fear of that happening, because all I've heard is that, but the other side of iron sharpens iron is inspiration. And yes, Queen, you did that. So I was behind you like a dog. You feel me? Behind you like a dog.
Yes, I hear you.
So thank you for that. It's my honor, Miss Subliminal. No. Queen, you got it, girl. You got it. Yeah. But I'm a little silly. I loved it. Loved it. Loved it.
Thank you.
Miss La Perla Negra.
Well, Diva, you already know. I know. But I'm going to give you some feedback on it anyway. I love when I hear poets do a political piece, a conscious piece, because it's so much passion. The when you do your norm, you get comfortable with it, but when you do something that's out of your ordinary pieces that you are used to doing. Y'all have to excuse me if you hear my grandson. He's a little fussy, teething. I noticed there's more passion put into it, and I don't think it was purposely done that way, but that's just the way it comes out because it is beyond what you're used to doing. And you want to make that point. You want to make people feel it. And that is exactly what you did, girl. I love this. These are going to take the mask off. I say that all the time. And I mean it. Because, you know, people put on, it's a facade that is put
all day
every day. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't even recognize the games that are being played because they've become complacent under their little umbrella of denial of what is actually going on. They see it, but
they just don't
want to
face
it. Right, the way that they want to. So, dope, Eva. Thank you for coming through.
You.
I know you've been MIA for a minute, but it's been really
I needed the time away. We needed the time away. We needed the time away. You know, sometimes you need to get back and get yourself together.
Listen, that for me was everything. That was like to build on the energy from where Brother O left us and for you to pick up the baton and take it where you took it. That's why I do this. You know, that's the passion behind it. That's what it's given because, you know, sometimes I get off the phone and you know you gotta work the next day and different things, but you gotta sit down and you gotta write all that built up on the time of the show and you complimented that. So I'm grateful. And, you know, with everything that, like you said, it was somewhat of a hiatus, if you will, but everything that you're doing, please get that information, share it on the event page, put it out there because I definitely want to stop through, come show some love and come be inspired myself. So that's why I do this. So I thank you for stepping in and having an opportunity to hear your ink and have an introduction to you. So thank you for that.
Thank you for having me. One mic.
Oh, one love, one mic. But look, before you go, I want you to get on. I don't want you to leave yet. We hanging out there in the Crown Royal Lounge. And I mean, I know you bought something political, but, you know, we do play by Vegas rules over there. So whatever your twist is, you can get it in. You know what I'm saying? That's the Crown Royal Lounge. It's what we do. So whatever it is, I got whatever you want out there. Not something. Something that ain't out there, but I don't even think that we need to worry about. I know we don't need to worry about that. I just heard your ink. So whatever you do, however you get down, is out there. It's Vegas rules. So go enjoy yourself. And one love, one mic to you, queen.
One love, one night.
Yeah, fire. I mean, you know what I love about it? Because, like, you could even see in the beginning, like, the genuine asking for feedback. When I'm asked to do that, you actually take time and you listen to, I mean, not that you don't, but I close my eyes and I don't try to take notes. That's why I counted the times that I growled. Because I was listening to everything. I couldn't take time and just pull out, right, couldn't pull out one particular line or anything like that. It was like just, you know, listening, and all I could do was just, it made me feel, and I started just noting that, just using little tally marks, because I felt everything in that piece. So, yeah, that's what it's all about. That's this platform.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, definitely get that out there, subliminal, because that was everything. Dope piece of ink. So, woo.
Yeah.
Hey, as the vibe is set, and we already in the race, who we got next?
We got us a Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Hey, Joe, that's
my brother.
Hey, good evening, Miss Perla Negra. And Amenity, how you feeling, brother?
What's good, my king? How you doing?
I'm good. First of all, I want to make sure y'all can hear me okay.
Hey, oh, no. You come, yeah, you loud and clear.
All right, cool. What's happening?
Man, look, it's been 2 weeks since, you know, the last edition of Iron Sharpens Iron, and you always come through and you always got something for us. Always got something dope to bring. We talk about bars being set, and my brother, you don't cease to disappoint. I don't just hear you on this show. I get an opportunity to hear you, and you definitely bring that fire, bring that ink, and keep that thing flowing. So, you know, respect to your pen.
Yeah, much appreciated, man. Likewise, brother.
Definitely. But I know you ain't, you know, I know you got something that's buzzing that you ready to, you know, light up the mic with. And, Miss LaPerla Negra, and, you know, we actually had a conversation about you off the air. So respect to your pen again.
You know? I appreciate that. Thanks. it was good to hear some Blumenau brother over earlier, man. You know, enjoy them people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
speak on it.
Yes, indeed.
Yes,
brother
yes.
always brings truth
mm-hmm.
and knowledge, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You talk about iron sharpens iron, and knowing how when I talk about picking up the baton, the way that thing, from two cross platforms, I love it. I absolutely love it. Like, and I didn't expect it, but we hit.
Hey.
So, my brother, I know you got something to bring for us. I know you do. It's like I get it, you know, to hear your voice, and it's family. Like, yeah, like, I respect your pen, so I'm anxious. So, I'm not even going to say no more. I'm just going to turn the mic over to you and step out the way. The mic is
all right.
Yours.
There we go. Wait on the page. All my frustrations, all my dedications, and I can't get a word in edgewise. All my relations, all my education, and all I have is a fan. All I have is a fan and shit flies. Suicide by pen. Crucify my zen. Patience growing thin. Mentally thickening, socially sickened when words spoken fall on deaf ears. When love fails to hear the pain of years. So I come here to speak and share the leaks of a wounded heart. This is not art. This is not poetry. It's not even the soul of me, is it not? Have I forgotten what it takes to state without feel, without art? Another dart and the score is still zero. The wall behind the bullseye is riddled with pinholes. I've missed the mark with the perfect arc, and the target's right there. How close do I need to be before the darts land elsewhere? Here is where the words get heard. Here is where they won't seem absurd, or will they? I want my chill days avoid a fray. I want my real days avoid of come what may. Take it how you want it. In here, I don't have to explain. Pain on the page, rage on the page, sage in the corner burning, outraged at what my heart is learning, engaged to what my mind's discerning, and I can't get a word in edgewise. Misty diatribes of how I feel, empty voices unable to reveal what's real to them and them and them, but then I write again and again, never ends. Cleverly with the little brevity, consciously and demonstratively, I put that weight on the page. I can't carry it with me. I can't share it with ease. I can't swing, don't you see? I can't grip my wrist with no rosin for the trapeze. Slept swinging in the breeze. No way to appease, no play for the free. Copay if you please. Time is valuable. My rhymes are collateral. This may quantify as unilateral. Can you feel me? Can you build me? Because here you can hear the real me. Be it fact or fiction on the pages I've written, just no one to listen. No one who listen. No one listens unless it's for and about them. I question why I spit them words. Just the weight off my shoulders. I wonder if you get these words. No baggage claim on a holder. I could have told her. I should have told her. I let her smolder to a flame. If I were bolder or another type of soldier, who's to blame? Soft voice, hard of hearing, too many earrings, too many ears ring. I'm near the tearing, so wait on the page. I keep shit off my chest, so God bless the rain. Here is where the words get heard. Here is where they won't seem absurd, or will they? I want my chill days avoid a fray. I want my real days avoid of come what may. Write with me to get the lines off in black. Write with me to get your mind off your back. Take flight with me and we can soar just like bats. That's the paper talking like this and like that. I put my weight on the page like God. Let God and let go. What would Jesus do? He had descriptive, you know. But my sins in comparison is the way I have managed them. I've learned that they carry them, so wait on the page. So stop on the stage. So stop with the shooting and try to engage. That's my piece. Thank you.
Joe, the verbal mind dancer. Let me first start off about sometimes getting the perfect moniker, the name that we are known by, what our pens are known by, the verbal mind dancer. We talk about iron sharpens iron. We talk about having an opportunity as you come in to know your pen before you even step, to not know what you're going to do, but you know what to, what you want to, what you do expect. We're going to talk about your name. We're going to talk about your pen. We're going to connect dots. Because you do some things that I hear you do. And it's what I actually do, is set an expectation. And I often say expectation doesn't do anything but create disappointment. But you, sir, don't do that, because you keep respect to your pen. Because you, your words dance. Your words take a cadence and you give a delivery that it is a warning. It is a profound message of truth. It's authentic. And you dance your words and you pick them up and you play with them in ways that you come to expect with such a profound message, because it's not just words dancing around to nonsense. Again, as I said, they follow a cadence. It dances because it marches, then it twists, then it two steps, but each time it still marches, and everything that it does, it marches. It's powerful. It's a message with a warning of truth that you do naturally, and only you could do it. I could not read your poem and give it justice unless I have the ability, which I do now. I can read your words and I can enjoy them because I can hear them through your voice. And I'm grateful for your voice. And I'm grateful for your dedication to your pen and for elevating your pen to do what you do, because it dances. And it's a cadence that is the expectation. And you don't fail to, you don't, you never disappoint. So with that being said, thank you for continuously raising the bar on yourself and knowing that I'm not going to be disappointed. That's why I'm here. That's why I do this, for such art to expect and to get. I got surprised, and now my expectations were met. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I appreciate that anonymity, man. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that, bro.
Man, respect to your pen king, Mr. LaPearl and Negra.
Most definitely. Joe, you know what? You have such a powerful cadence. It's like at the end of every stanza, every line, there's an exclamation point. Because you mean what you're saying, and you are deliberate in your position. And I've always admired that about you. It doesn't change. And it's always, you make such strong points. At that, it isn't just the way that you say it, it's what you're saying as well. You are the verbal mind dancer, definitely. You play with those words. Your wordplay is just crazy, and you leave your mark every time, every single time, man. And I love it. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you, the Pearl of Negro. Appreciate that, Queen. Absolutely.
Well, listen, King, as you know, we got the Royal Round of the Crown Royal Lounge open. We adopted Vegas rules. I got the permit. So, you know, whatever your twist, Vegas rules. If it goes down in Vegas, it goes down here. So get what you get. You know how I go. And thank you once again for bringing that peace, bringing that fire, and sharpening iron, King. One love, one mic to you.
Yeah. One love, one mic, everybody. Peace, y'all.
One love, one mic.
Respect. 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 Man, listen, I just looked down the list. We got some hands up. We're going to get everybody on here heard, man. We're going to keep this mic going. The energy is live. It's rocking. I'm inspired. So let's keep it rolling. Who do we have next?
We got Queen Zwina. Hey, Tiva. How you doing tonight? Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron.
Thank you guys so much for having me. Good evening, Anonymity. Good evening, La Perla
Negra. Hey, good evening, Queen. How are you this evening?
I am wonderful. I am wonderful. Enjoying the show and all of the great feedback that you're giving everyone. I love it. I love the way you guys have it set up. A lot of times I'm not home on Saturday nights, but I figured since I was early enough, I'll check you out. And yes, you guys are doing it. It's a beautiful setup. I love it.
And well, listen, Queen, I am so grateful to have you here. Yes, for stopping through, as you know, you could have been anywhere in the world tonight, but you're here with us. So we thank you for your presence, for your blessing, for your gift. So,
thank you.
Definitely,
I appreciate that.
Respect, and thank you, for sharing that. You know, your feelings about the show, because that is also what's offered here. You know, we always, calling in. We do this because we want your engagement. We want your feedback. We want to, you know, we want that vibe. So feedback design, is all about sharpening that pen, right? Sharpening your craft, if you will.
Oh, yes. So you got to be humble enough to be able to accept that. And I think that that's a beautiful thing about the people that call in. They're great writers, but they're humble enough to be like, you know, this is my offering. Let's discuss it. Let's see how we can build and elevate it. That's beautiful. I love it. I really do.
Yeah, and you know, it's never about ever bashing or criticizing someone's work. What it's really about is that, as we, you know, I just shared with Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. You know, when I know he was on a call, it was important to be. It's like there's an expectation. They say expectation only produces disappointment. So set an expectation. If you avoid disappointment, you either meet that expectation or you exceed it. So here's my thing, right? So if I hear your voice and I'm looking and I want to, you know, I know what you bring and I'm excited. And if I feel let down by that, I know your pen. That's like Michael Jordan going out there having a 20-point game and a loss in a game five or something. Like, you know that that's not what you bring. Yeah, you bought us 20 points, but come on, man, we know what you do. And if that's not what I want to be able to share that. I might not be able to go out there and do that. Hey, if I get on the court, I'm not going to NBA. I'm not going to get you 2 points. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to ask you. I can't do it, but you can do it. You can do it. And that's the cost of a mission. I want to hear you. I know what you do. I know what you can do. I want to make sure we are constantly elevating. So that's what it's really about. So thank you for sharing. But as
no
we do
problem.
Have you, I am definitely excited and anxious and to hear what you have for us to share. So if you're ready, I am here to turn the mic over to you, Queen.
Okay. Thank you.
The mic is yours.
Okay. I was told that the black woman is golden. She is God renaming himself as heaven in doses, and I want to be it for you. I do. I want to love every part of you, be a salve for your scars. I'd like to gift you the brilliance of stars and to kiss the blues off your shoulder and to share you with the caress of the moon, be full and new, as she and I make an audience where your chest is bare. Yeah, I want to be a team player. I want to do my best to be good for you, like a humble stew, a sip of bitch's brew. I want to compare to a lock of your dear mother's hair. You know, good, exceptional, acceptable, accepted. So much of me requires your proof, and to deserve you, I must be good for you. It feels like nothing less will do. You deserve better. You deserve the softness of rose petals, the presence of jasmine in your oils. You deserve soft kisses on your weary head and a soft bosom to fold into, a cradle of arms to come home to. You deserve a love that makes you never feel alone, too. Alas, here is the bounty of the love you've sown for your own reason, the reaping of a half-assed tilling season, the strangled fruit of a garden unweeded. The bed you made is the one you sleep in, but you deserve better. You deserve to be believed, to be kissed with the faith of an eyelash wish. You deserve to be cleaved with the oneness of one skin, that one flesh type love, enveloped deep in a fit like a glove type love. You deserve forgiveness. You deserve better than the rigidness of our shared cynicism. You deserve a love that holds more weight than your indecision. And I'm willing to give everything but up to give it. I'm trying to be good for you. For the chance to take in your every exhalation, for that small piece of peace you can't begin to comprehend, the lengths that I'm willing to go to show you that I want to be good for you. I want to be a shiny thing with reflective plastic teeth, ever-beaming automaton, as shiny as the pedestal you put me on. I want to be effervescent for you, ever-pleasant for you, exceptional, acceptable, accepted by you. I do. At least that's the notion that I conceived when I believed it was possible, until I found myself searching for my own name in a place where it lived without blame on the last part of me remained, tucked away in a closet on the outside of the cosmos to make room for you. And that's peace.
Wow. Let me first start off with the question. Just out of curiosity, that piece,
mm-hmm.
if I may ask, when you wrote it,
mm-hmm.
was there someone there? Is there someone who fit that you were pouring it out to, or was it more of a expectation of what you're looking or praying for and your preparation for it? So I'm just kind of wondering where that came from.
Well, it came from, I'm thinking of naming it The Good Wife. And on the first line, it said, a good black woman is golden, it should have said, because mm-hmm. it's the idea that being a good woman to mm-hmm. a person who is ungrateful kind of feels like mm-hmm. you're pouring diamonds into, how do you say it? To swine, throwing pearls to swine kind of thing. It's
mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm,
I have
I'm
all of this
you.
Love to give and to absorb
mm-hmm,
and to
with you.
Feed
I'm
into
you
to this love,
you.
But yeah. So that's where
I
was
heard. I heard that. That's why I asked.
Yeah.
It was. I wasn't. I don't want to assume, but I heard that. I heard that. I heard the
yeah.
passion, the pouring out. The readiness.
Yeah.
And I loved your piece. It's actually, I'm gonna tell you how I loved your piece, because as you just when you got to the last line of the end piece, I felt that. I felt that it had
yeah.
reached where you were intended to go with it, and as you said it, I was right there with you on cue. It was perfectly timed, it was crumbed up. Everything that you said, and it was beautifully, 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 beautifully expressed. I thank you for sharing
you.
That. I appreciate that. It was gorgeous. And it's so
thank you.
So, especially
you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's La Perla Negra.
All right, Diva. You all know what it is. If it's hard for y'all to hear me, it just starts storming out here, and I'm rocking the baby back to sleep. I can listen to you all day. The softness of your voice and the flow in your cadence and the words, man. Your wordplay is, you're another one that's wordplay.
Wordplay,
I really admire, because some of your lines, some of those words, I'll be like, man, you sound like something I would have wrote. I wish I'd have thought of that.
Thank you. I feel it.
Thank you always.
I appreciate you. Thank you. I love you. Thank you, La Perla Negra. I appreciate you.
Dynamic piece.
Thank you.
Yes, well, yeah, beautiful. Listen, if you don't mind, share on the event page. Just share. And, like, I just call in and keep expressing, because that was beautifully. And like Miss La Perla Negra said, just your voice and everything about it. It just was like, if we call it, if we want to, we can call it a golden triangle. It was something that actually touched from the heart for yourself. It was something to deliver what it offered your listeners, and then what it did for the vibe of what's coming tonight, how the energy is there. That is the universe. So, yes, the golden triangle. I love that, right? Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. Yes. I appreciate it.
Well, listen, Queen, we got the Crown Royal Lounge out there open. And, you know, I always let everyone know, because this is a grown folks atmosphere, that it is by Vegas rules. So whatever your choice, Queen, it's out there for you to enjoy. Do your thing. I got it out there waiting for you. I even got some experts for you. So they're coming to take your hand now. And one love, one mic to you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
That was beautiful. That was just sexy in itself. I just enjoyed. No, yeah. Sexy don't even give it. Whatever. It was beautiful and it was gorgeous. There. Let's see. It's hung up on a canvas.
I hear that.
All right. So with this, let's turn the corner. Let's get this thing. Keep it rolling. Actually, before we do, no. Keep it rolling. We get one more, and we got to get our due diligence in there. Want to get it in, and for all listeners, listen. You got 14 minutes to call in, and then the line's cutting. You won't catch overtime. Okay. So I advise, if you haven't called in, now's the time. If you haven't pushed one, please do so. We see all the hands up out there. Love, love, love. We are going to get to all of you, and let's keep this thing rolling. Miss La Perla Negra. Next on Iron Sharpens Iron.
We're bringing in area code 631. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. Who do we have? Mike.
Mr. Tuesday Night.
Hey, what's up, Mr. Tuesday Night.
Mr. Harvey, the Iron Man himself, as he's also known as. Greatness in the building. Listen, personal friend, I'm a fan. So, calling in King, what's good with you, my brother?
Well, I came to see how the other half lived. I heard I was over here sharpening iron against iron and giving good opinions and stuff like that, and I just had to stop by and pay my respects. See, two people that I love and respect very much in the entire world, and check y'all out and come through here and, you know, go through the process. You know, it's always fun.
Hey, well, listen, King, I'm going to tell you. You know, we talk about iron sharpens iron, and we go back to the days, man. I remember I was living down south in North Carolina. I had an opportunity to meet you from day one, when not only your pen, but your love for the art. It was like But some people, when you step in their presence, you recognize what they bring to the art, and when you can see that, then all humble as humble can be, you also recognize greatness. You know, I've heard it. I heard you dub, man, the Iron Man, and I don't know what people know, but you know the way that you what you do for this art, the accountability factor. That's what this show is about. It's about accountability to your pen, but you bring accountability to the entire movement of poetry and spoken word and art in itself. So respect to your king and to everyone listening within earshot of my voice right now. This is what Iron, he, Mojave, is what Iron Sharpens Iron is all about, the inspiration that he holds accountability to the elevation of the pen to the art in itself. So,
absolutely.
Yes, it is an honor to have you here, King.
Thank you, thank you. I'm humbled completely. I don't know what to say. Yo, I really don't know.
It's just you. I tell you what you can do, though, right? What you can do is take this mic, right? Right. Let me offer you this mic and step out your way and take a few steps back and let you do what you do for this with this pen and with this art in itself, because you take it to another level.
Things that we
talk about things that we come to accept. Miss La Perla Negra, am I lying?
Not one lie told.
Okay. She got the baby. Right. Had
to listen, okay, I've been in a real bad melancholy mood. I feel like I'm a little upset because my communication, what it was. I had to get my kid off. I missed stuff. You know, like it was a bunch of things that just happened today. It just made me like, ah. And then somebody said something that like really like messed me up the whole day. I was like, yo, it just messed me up. And then I had to run around all day, which is the worst. There's nothing worse than going to take, like, normally I have to take my kid to a barbershop that's 25 miles away, right? And I ain't feel like driving. So I was like, nah, I'm going to take you up the block. And then I went to the thing, and the energy was all wrong. And they had the dude in the corner, like the older gentleman in the corner. And he was like, he'll take care of you. Mm-hmm. I was like, nah. So I said, y'all do Cash App, Venmo. He was like, nah, we only do cash. They might, but I don't. And I'm sitting here like, never mind. We out of here.
Listen. If I can just take a moment, you just said something, you know, just as poets and artists and just true to heart, you know, real kings and queens out here. You just said something. You said nothing can be worse. And I understand just a pigment of a expression, but I'm going to say this to you. A lot could be worse, right? Like, you might not be here with us right now. You know what I'm saying?
This
like, just
true.
To have you call in. So that energy there and what you went through, like I said, man, you know, we said a couple times tonight, you know, you could have been anywhere. But you're here with us. And
yeah, that's true. That's
from an
true.
Iron Sharp as Iron perspective, King, you who you are, that right there is Iron Sharp as Iron. So
I appreciate
listen,
that.
Man.
I appreciate that. Like, and I'm like, okay. I'm like mad because I'm still struggling with my lungs. And I'm like, man,
yes, speak for it.
So, and, you know, as I get my breath back, as I start to breathe, and the cough's not so frequent. But still, like, it just pisses you off. Cause you're like, you just want to breathe. That's all you want to do. You don't want to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I'm not tired. I don't have this. I don't have any of those. So it's just my lungs. And it's like, because I grew up with lungs, because I had asthma, because I had like several lung ailments growing up, right? Because I keep a lot of stuff to myself. You know, like, matter of fact, Ricky Taylor was yelling at me. He said, so if you were so sick, how come you be running around like nothing's wrong? I was like, D, it was mad. Like, I was doing stuff to keep myself from being bored and having to think about stuff. That's why I'm doing it. But you know what? Never mind all that. We here. Let's go through the process. Let's make it happen. Let me tell you the story. All right. I do Sunrise Scribe every Tuesday and Friday on Zoom with my sister, Fasiwe, and Queen Peace, right? And so the prompt was, you know, what is the greatest passion you felt? So this is a story. Tell me if this is too loud. Hold on. How's that?
Nah, you good. You good.
I'm good. All right.
Nah, your vocals. Yeah, you're gonna. Keep going. Keep going. You good.
All right. No problem. I got time. All right. The greatest passion I felt was her waiting for me. She had the keys to my house, and I never felt so at ease to share my space. I drove home knowing that she was at my place alone. We built a crescendo, a symphony, an aria, always starting from a kiss so slow. Our tongues in a twist, titillating and teasing, easing the ecstasy of want. The feeling of the heat, the passionate procreating of penetrating her, but I respected her, never crossing the line. I could please her without entering her, to which she told me, tonight will be different. I parked my car, barely remembering to lock my door, walking hurriedly to my bottom door, saw dim lights. Walking into my kitchen is where we usually met. Greeting with a kiss, she would have cooked or have a dinner or a meal. She thought that I worked too hard not to have something prepared. But on the table was a note that said, come upstairs. And as I climbed my stairs, what ran through my head was this to be the night she surrendered her all to me, her virginity that I protected. I respected her in every situation, even though she asked me once in our heavy interaction, how much would it hurt if I entered in? But I loved to kiss and pet her kitty cat, but I would not feed her more. There were 3 flights of stairs, and my room was on the 3rd floor. The room dark except the side lamp covered with a material red see-through, tinting the dark red. She's in my bed, unmoving. Her face made up, blush and rouge red, lipstick made for kissing, hair looking like a 1,000 shades of amazing. As he asked me to pull back the covers, to which she sat in a red bar, heels spoke to my desire, and I felt the fire in my loins and the sudden heat of blood rush, an indicator that she wanted me while fulfilling my fantasy. Smelling of the sweetest nectar, a mix of her perfume and juices wet, carved out in my mind a space that I would never forget. And as she asked me to disrobe and join her, and join her intricate, I wanted to make sure that she would never forget. I let my mouth possess her. Her deep and slow, sensuous kiss, I wrote on her geography, every letter licked. I felt her, our deep eye gaze, connected soul, and the rising of spirit as I slowly entered. She moaned more than grit. She told me that she waited for it, this moment. Her womanhood given in love to a man she loved. My queen held her crown within her. I drowned in the sounds of her presence. A measure of my pleasing, easing us into a gravity, the weight of bodies, heavenly. Finding the Milky Way to be amongst stars. Paul.
You do it every time. You come in here and do this every
See? See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna say this. You never see disappointing to me when you bought it and you spoke about when you told about you taking her virginity in it, man. This is like everything that you did with that piece, man. Like, and I'm gonna tell you, I love the fact that you had the music level where you did, because I did not struggle to hear your words, and I did not struggle to hear the music, and I was able to catch it. And I actually was questioning at one point if playing music on a call is the right thing to do. But because sometimes, you know, can you hear the music clearly? Is it drowning you out in a sense? Like, what happens? But tonight the levels were perfect and I could hear your vocals clear. I loved everything. That was great. Absolutely great work, arrangement, and
and all that. So your day might not have been great. It might have been a little fucked up, but you overcame with that, with the way you brought that tonight. I hope that changed your whole night, because it definitely added to the grace of mine. And, yeah, respect, King. Respect. It's La Perla Negra.
Yes, yes. Javi, you know what you do. I'm telling you it all. You know what you do. You come in here, make love to us. All the women, we feel it. We swoon. Your words, you're always talking. Just, not once have I ever heard you talk reckless to anybody in your poem. Not once. It's always about love, and it's always such a gentle flow and delivery. Yeah, you already know. I love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm. 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 Wow, bro.
I try.
Well, Yo, brother, I hope your mood is still a whole lot better right now, because I know you had a hard day, but you definitely uplifted not only my night, but I'm sure everybody listening in. So I want to thank you for that, bringing that through. That was some definitely fire ache.
Thank
fire
you, Rudy.
Fire.
Thank you, Rudy. I appreciate that a whole lot.
Well, look, King, we got a lot of callers on this line. We're about to hit overtime. If you haven't called in, you're going to miss it because the time just ended. So, King, I want to thank you for stopping through. And the Crown Royal Lounge is over. I got permission to do it by Vegas rules. So do your thing. I know how it goes down. So, honey, drip it out the space in there as well. You feel me?
All day, every day. Drip, drip, drip.
Respect. One love, one mic to you, King.
One love, one mic.
We're about to rock into the overtime section of the show, but I want to take a moment out so we can get a station identification in, and then we're going to kind of speed up our commentary because we got a lot of callers. We got to get everyone in. So please pause for a moment for a station identification.
I got you.
Tiffany Radio.
Once again, you are tuned in to the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, Tiffany Radio presents for you Iron Sharpens Iron, a Royal Pen's Perspective. I am your host, Anonymity, along with my co-host, holding me down as always, Miss La Perla, La Negra. The call-in time has ended, so if you are hearing the sound of my voice, it means that you took advantage of the time we had to call in, because we have just entered into overtime. And tonight's show is produced, sponsored by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be Raw? And big shout out to our CEO, the author Larry Maddox, aka For Real, the Poet Douglas. So we're going to keep the energy going. We got some callers. We're going to cut down our commentary a little bit because we need to get every caller in. And as promised, we're going to do just that. So, Miss La Perla Negra, Who do we have next on the mic?
We got us a C-Double-34 Music. Hey, C-Double, welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. How's it going tonight?
I'm doing well. This is the first time I'm on this show. La Perla Negra, how are you? And Anonymity, how are you doing? Long time no hear.
Yes, sir.
I'm good.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Just finished watching the game and, you know, decided, you know, let me take a shot at this and see what we can do.
Hey, brother, well, listen, King, you are here. I am a fan of your work, your art. So as we have a lot of callers, I'm going to quickly step out the way and turn the mic over to you, King. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called The Steps You Take. You see me like everyone else, based on color schemes and derogatory patterns, mixed in transparency where my character is never seen, and the carnage is messy since my childhood impressioned mind. Only I could experience the heels and soles filled with dog manure, dirt, and disbelief in my potential. Arrested before my proven innocence, just a kid on the streets convicted by the system. I'm not a victim. It's just being affected by perceptions of belonging to the 13th percentile. Imprisoned until the end times, Armageddon, when I'm getting this bad vibe that I'm suspected by planted lies from the placenta placed into a juvenile detention center. As pretentious fraternal order of police members extend my sentences where vocal paragraphs have been shredded into dimensions of offenses where I'm segregate from light-skinned friends, saying they're privileged inside of supremacy, stinging me by every step you take. No, you will not dictate my fate or disrespect my stance. I'm love. In your midst and in your presence, I'm a man, way before the identity that caused you to label me black. I can't be traveling trapped in my ego and pride and to vote for wickedness in this world system that does things opposite of God. I will not be that enmity and enemy of His eminence pretending to be friendly with you. Becoming the scourge of His wrath, accepting abortions and same-sex marriages, breaking every commandment He handed to me by cursing and damning Him for your advantage and be sent to hell. I'm just passing through while not being your passenger in this traffic accident, becoming a casualty, putting trust in man to help me get my family to paradise. Now your face turns sour, because I'm not under your manipulative power scheme, and my mind is free from the debauchery and abominations from your psychology. You didn't elect those candidates running in these parties' debates. They were selected for you, so this was served on your party plates. More promises than naked eyes on Christopher Williams, a singer getting stabbed in the hand in a New Jack City. But because I refuse to participate in this rigged system, my people with the same skin tone set me up for crucifixion. I love you still. So put your trust in man. That's your business. I don't live in constructive criticism, which is opposing definitions, and I guess you missed it. So my vote and voice is for my God, my Alpha and Omega. And your decisions don't make me shit in bicycle shorts and a Gumby cut from the steps you take. In peace.
Well, damn.
Well, damn. It's exactly what I said.
Yo,
brother, I got to go. I'm going to give you some quick feedback on that. First of all, I think that piece should be in the museum. I really do. I think it deserves to be down in D.C. in a museum on a scroll to be written and actually have a button to play it so if they can hear you recite it, because it was educated and it was real. And it was educated and it was real. So, yeah, very powerful piece. Very powerful piece. It's a pearl.
Thank you.
C-Double, you know what?
Yes.
You just got a way of playing with words that just does it for me all the time. And like the host said, we can't spend a lot of time on commentary, but you meant that shit, and I felt it. It was dope. Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. No, it was that. So, C-Double, I'm glad, man. Thank you for stopping through, King, because that was, I'm glad you came through to be with us tonight. Like, Yeah, I'm a fan of your work,
yeah.
And once again, you did exactly like that piece was educated, man. It was your wordplay, but it was for oppressors to read and just hear it in your voice how we overcome, and it was beautifully put. I had to give you that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. I don't know why I felt like James Earl Jones or something like that, but I mean, I wanted to bring this piece here. So that way, show something. I don't know.
Hey, listen, man.
James Earl Jones is an icon.
Yeah, that's an icon. If you felt that way, that's not a bad place to be. So glad you did bring it to Iron Sharpens Iron. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
I'm glad you did. Respect. But listen, man, Crown Royal Lounge is definitely open. We've got the tables open back there. I don't know if you're a poker man, backgammon, or anything like that, but it's all back there. So you go on, get yourself an enjoyment, drink what you drink, and if you want to write something fire, put that thing goes in the museum. So one love, one mic. Respect to you, King.
Hey, one love, one mic to the both of you. Thanks again.
Thank you. All right. Wow.
Yeah, that thing was powerful. Bam, that was well.
It's warm up in here next. Hear me? We're getting ready to get a rainstorm up.
Oh,
can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, we're going to open up this mic.
Okay.
I hear you. To my girl, Rain. Hi, Bingo. Welcome.
What's up?
This is a pleasure.
Thank you. I'm loving the vibe.
Well, Rain, man. Loving your energy already. You know I'm a fan of your ink. You know.
The feeling is mutual. The feeling is mutual.
So I know we
it don't take long for Rain to do what she got to do, so I can get in and get out. It only takes a little water to get wet, right?
Make it rain. So listen, Queen, the mic is yours. Do your thing.
Thank you. I'm still tweaking this piece a little bit, so I think I'll say it again. Here we go. I'm a sucker for a good conversationalist. There's just something about the exchange of energy, riding the wavelengths of playful banter, and flirting with calculated intention. But the truth is, you can't want me, but you want me to want you. It's a perpetuating cycle. You said you care about me. So it's really hard for me to believe that you'd want me to starve while you force-feed me your lack of attention and affection. It makes me hate how your kiss tastes like sweet nostalgia and how you keep coming back for more, something like an encore. It couldn't be for namesake. You must really love how my truth tastes. Our connection is something cosmic. It's like a twin flame. You are a reflection of me in every way, almost. But you probably won't feel it until it's too late. It's funny how the universe works, knowing I'm no fool, while we cross and pass and passing, wondering, am I a reason, a season, a lifetime, or perhaps just a lifeline? Was it me that resuscitated you, or was that you filling me with new breath to see the beauty in me again? Or are we becoming a revival in one another's chest? If I was to let myself feel anything, I'd fall for you. But I refuse to fall when there is no one there to catch me. See, you can't catch me with your hands full. Truth is, all I really want is for you to catch you. See, my heart refuses to get in line just to die another tragic death so that yours can feel alive again. But you didn't ask me to. You just kissed me like there was treasure buried beneath my tongue, sugar nestled in my throat, held me like your body's design was perfectly molded for mine, fingered my flesh like fragile pages for your next love poem. That moment didn't last. No words expressed, no musings. We just left it all where it was, and you were on to the next. But you did say, you need more than I am capable of giving, and the truth is, simply always been on the same page. But I forgot. I forgot somewhere between 1 and 20, or was it room 120, between flesh and fingertips, between sapio conversations and sweet epiphanies, I forgot how to compartmentalize my wives. So rather than play the game of Russian roulette, rather than see how many times I could test it before I took one to the chest, I rewrote the script, remembering that I am simply not built for this. That's Rain.
Lord, have mercy on my soul. Rain.
You know.
Lord.
Rain, let me say, because we don't have a lot of time for commentary, but I'm going to say something, and Miss LaPearl and LaNegra is going to know exactly where I'm going with this. I need you to really get with me with that piece. I have plans. I have dreams. I have things on the horizon. And I need you. I'm going to say that part. Awesome English, awesome okay. Delivery, awesome everything. You're awesome, Miss LaPearl LaNegra.
Yes, I'm trying to. I'm trying to give you the best commentary I can real quickly because I'm changing a poopy pamper and trying to satisfy people from hollering real
Listen,
quick.
That's love. Right, that's love, are, though. That's you know. Love.
You already
mm-hmm.
know.
Tell it.
And I, man, mm-hmm. you got the flow and the softness of your voice. Anybody could listen to you all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just telling you already know how I feel about your poetry and just about you, period, Diva. You already know. That's what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying. You know what? You could be sitting angry and I wouldn't even know it.
You said, mm-hmm. wait, what? Mm-hmm.
I said, you could be sitting a piece where you were angry and fucking mm-hmm. somebody mm-hmm. out and I wouldn't even know it because you just sound so.
Oh no, you would know it. I got a couple. You would know it, but I.
Nah, it's just
you would know. I promise you that.
Mm-hmm. All right. You have so much passion in your.
I appreciate you both so much. I do, and I'm mad love for the show. I will move out the way. I'm still listening for the rest of the show. Appreciate you both.
Rain, get in my inbox. Get in my inbox. Very important.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Cool. Listen. Crown Royal Lounge open. Whatever your twist, you know it's out there, right? Go have a drink.
I'm going to go over there in the honey drip of corn.
Cool. Go. I'll catch you over there.
Okay.
I'm on my way. All right. I'll catch you over there. One love, one mic to you, Queen.
One love, one mic. Thank you, King.
One love, one mic.
Bye, Diva.
Bye, girl.
Wow.
Awesome.
You know, I'm going to tell you the thing. I just found the first thing that I got with the show. Ooh, you can't give certain poems as flowers at that time, but they're going to get every flower. That was fire. The delivery, the words, everything, fire. But look, let's keep this thing going. We got calls up, hands on. Who we got next?
We got area code 608. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello?
Area code 608. 508. Hello, welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. Who do we have on the mic?
Thank you. This is Miss Manifest calling from Blair, Wisconsin.
Miss Manifest.
Okay.
You said you're calling from where?
I'm calling from Beloit, Wisconsin.
Wow.
Okay, we got some outreach. Okay. Okay, what's good, Queen? How are you this evening, or should I say this morning?
Can you hear us?
You there? I can hear you. You there? Okay. Hello?
Hello, yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. We can
yeah.
hear you
oh,
loud and clear. You are.
Mute button. I'm sorry. I said, yeah. I said, you asked me how I was doing. I said, I'm doing well. I'm definitely feeling myself.
Okay. Well, listen. You here. We trying to feel you. We trying to feel your pen. We trying to see where you're going to take us. You here for the Iron Shop
okay.
Iron Show. So, listen, we're going to just all turn
right,
the mic
okay.
over to you to do your thing. The mic is yours.
Okay. So, This joint on From the Drop is called I Write, Part 1 and 2. So it starts like this. It says, I write because at times I feel I have no other choice. Although not always heard, my words are my voice, a perception of my thought and innermost feelings, a conception of my views, which brings about a sense of healing. Sometimes I write because it's out of my control. The voices in my head demand to be exposed. I'm designated scribe by my verbal outburst, and to articulate by the release of my speech sometimes quenches my thirst, but sometimes it hurts. My life is full of so many experiences, concealing my plight so that it never diminishes. And in my struggles, I want all to take interest in. And if I live the life that you're living right now, you're not living at all. You're just plain existing. I write because. I write because my soul commands, and when it does, it guides my writing hand along the lines of the paper until it's content. A natural-born talent surely has been sent. No classes were needed to instruct my pen. My calling to write came deep from within, and I embraced it without knowing the power that I would hold, the lives that I would change from the stories that I told, the closeness it would bring between me and a stranger, or the relief that I felt when I wrote away my anger. I write because. I write because I'm trapped within me, desperately trying to loose myself, but my mind is the only part of me that's free. I write because I write. I write because this is how I make my voice seen. No more hiding in the shadows, living my life from behind the scenes. I want center stage with an audience to engage. I want center stage with an audience to engage, and my words printed on the silver. And my words printed in silver on a gold trim black page. I want to share with you my mental, a manuscript most monumental. The inside scoop pertaining to my plight, the many different areas of my life in which I choose to shed light. My sorrows, my pains, my sunshines, my rains, my greatest joys, my deepest hurts, my lowest of the low when I felt I had such little self-worth. I write because I get relief from expressing. Put it all on the wood, later on for digressing. Mostly I write because the truth just must be told, no matter how cut and dry, and at some times truly bold. Sometimes my word may seem to hurt my own self-character, so I must do away with how someone else views me and break through my own barriers. I write because I write. Got the mic.
Drop the mic.
Yes,
indeed.
You did. Yes, you did. You know what's crazy? I'm gonna say something. I'm in the back channel, right? And something that was said that is exactly what I felt. It said when you started to spit that you became a whole different person. Something comes out of you when you write, and you wrote that piece about why you write, and I heard it. I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna say something. This is the Iron Sharpens Iron Show. This is the Iron Sharpens Iron Show. And I don't think I've ever had an opportunity to hear your pen, but I'm going to keep
right.
running with you. You haven't even reached your plateau. What you have in your ink and your passion and what you do, you haven't even reached your plateau, but you definitely set a bar because it was a switch. I caught that. So I hope that you do continue to call in to the shows, and because your pen is wicked and you haven't even plateaued to where you're selling. You haven't even touched your selling yet. I heard that. I heard
right.
that. So but that was dope ink. You literally transformed in your passion and your pen and what you bring, and when you, as you, oh my goodness, I just, listen, awesome yeah. ink, and where you've gone with it, it's crazy. So great, right? I loved it. Miss LaPearl.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. I
definitely appreciate that. First off, I want to say thank you for calling in. And I think you're a brilliant poet. Could you give me your name again so I can log
yeah.
it in?
Yeah, it's Ms. MZ Manifest.
Uh-huh. Say one more time, Ms. what?
It's Ms. Manifest.
Oh, Ms. Manifest. Okay.
Yes.
Ms. Manifest.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. My grandson mm-hmm. says he likes you too.
Tell him I said thank you so much. I write for kids too.
Well, listen, Ms. Manifest. Oh, yeah, no. Give an opportunity. Yeah, speak on it.
Yeah.
Me speak on it or her speak on it?
No, Miss LaPearl Negra. You didn't,
okay.
I know you got the name. You didn't get an opportunity to give her.
I'm sorry. Your poetry, mm-hmm. oh, man, look. Like I said, I think you're a brilliant poet. That was dope. You just went right in for the jugular. You ain't take no prisoners.
Well, you go like sometimes. You got to go for the kill first strike.
Absolutely. That was a dope sheet, and I look forward to hearing from you more and more. Here,
well,
it is always an open mic here for you.
Yes, I'm going to make it, I'm going to try to make it a practice to be able to call in every Friday night. I'm trying to get something for every day of the week. I know I do Voices Behind the Pen on Mondays. It's a couple little different venues, just Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday that I'm trying to be a part of. That platform as well. So I'm definitely going to stay in touch and keep y'all up on the new news.
Well listen, Ms. Awesome. Manifest, there is something going down on the Epiphany Radio every day of the week. So if you're looking to come get your soul fed with poetry, the number you called
yes.
in, we got to get the rundown. Just stay tuned because we're going to get the rundown for what we have going on. So stay on the line. And
I will.
While you're there, just enjoy. We got the Crown Royal Lounge open, okay? So that's where you go when we play
okay.
by Vegas rules. Okay,
right.
So enjoy yourself there and stay tuned in. We'll get the rundown, get your soul fed with the Epiphany family. We here. And one love,
all right.
one mic to you, Queen.
One love, one mic to you all too.
Wow. Yes, yo.
Wow.
Transformation, right? The transformation. So definitely we're gonna get that
yes.
rundown going. So she know where to come and where everybody and where we party at, right? Epiphany family. So
absolutely.
Look, let's keep this thing going. We got some callers out there who we have next on the mic.
I believe this is Rob Poetry Morrow. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron.
Hey, this is Lips.
Oh, this is Lisa Lips. I'm sorry. Same area code. I'm sorry, baby. Welcome, Diva. Welcome.
What?
Hey, y'all.
What's up, Ms. Lips? How are you?
Nada. Been loving the show, man.
Listen, the rain set a vibe, and then it started with Brother O, and then it just kept on rolling, and here we are. We got people stepping in, found a place to come relax and chill and get the poetry out, and it's just an amazing evening. And then here you are in the overture.
Yeah, here I am.
We know. See, I'm dancing in my seat. You can't even see me. Can't even see me. But I'm dancing. But I know we got some callers, and we got to hear you, and we want to hear you, and this is what it's all about. So, as we are on a short time, without further ado, the mic queen belongs to you.
Okay, this piece is a different vein than I normally bring. The school shooting really shook me to my core, and so I had to write in a voice that nobody ever listens to in these cases.
Listen. That part right there, right? I was actually avoiding talking about it because I feel some type of way.
Yeah, I was feeling some type of way too. So I chose to speak as the voice of the voiceless for this piece.
So for that, I appreciate whatever you're about to do because I don't even need to get started. So I'm going to step aside and I'm going to turn the mic over to you. Get it up off your chest because you're doing it for me, and I'm sure a whole lot of callers that's listening in right now. So, Queen, the mic belongs to you.
Thank you. This piece is called I Just Want to Go Home. Awards day. When I get my perfect attendance certificate. It's been a very busy school year, and I worked hard for this day. We're almost to our last day. Then I got the whole summer to play with my friends and go on trips with my family and just have fun. Everyone's so excited, and the assembly was fun, and Mommy bought a new frame for my award. It's really cool with a gold seal on it. Next year, we'll be fifth graders, the big kids in the school. Wait, what's happening? Why is this boy here? And why does he have a gun? Wait, what's that loud noise? Why is my teacher screaming? What am I supposed to do? Everyone's running, but we can't go anywhere. I'll try to get behind teacher's desk. If I run really fast, I can make it. Ow! Why is my chest hurting? It's hard to breathe. And my shirt feels wet. I just got to get under teacher's desk. But I feel so weak. Maybe if I lay here, it'll be okay. People are falling down. Why is there red spots everywhere? Hi, teacher. What's wrong with your eyes? Are you laying down with me? Why aren't you answering me? The floor feels cool. Maybe if I close my eyes, all this noise will just go away because we're supposed to go out to play soon. Maybe I'll just take a nap. I hear big people's voices. They're yelling, stop! Drop it! So much noise. And I'm so tired. Where's my certificate? Mommy will be mad if I lose it. I'll just have to look for it later, after my nap. Getting so cold and dark, and my chest and sides still hurt, but not as bad. I hope teacher called Mommy before she laid down. I want to go home. In peace.
Lisa Lips, you have a gift. You just gave a visual from the eyes of a child. You gave us, you just took us to a place to see and feel what was seen through the eyes of children, horrific experience in life that those who did survive will never, ever truly recover from. And you're gifted to be able to do that. And I really think that you should take what you just did with that and connect and find a way to get that message out there. Because that's good. To be able to do what you just did. I've heard you do something before with a POV, and now you just wrote through another person through the eyes of the child, and it's so descriptive. And while I know you try to speed up a commentary, I got to give this as due. Because that you, there's so many things that you must do with that. It's written exactly. You don't have to change a thing. You need to bring more to it and get it out there. It needs to get out there. It needs to, and now's the time. So I'm going to connect with you on some things that I think can happen and see what kind of dots can be connected, because that needs to get out there. And I thank you for bringing that in on behalf of everybody listening in. That was necessary and heartfelt.
Thank you.
And real. Miss LaPearl LaNegra.
I'm going to tell you, Stephen, when I first read this, it tugged so hard at my heartstrings. I couldn't say anything except for, this got me. It really got me. And it got. And now that I've heard you spit it, geez, it's so real. And it's about what's actually been going on this past week with these school shootings. It's horrible to, I can't even fathom getting that call about my child in an elementary school like that. I love this piece, but at the same time, it tore me up listening to it because it's so close to home. It's so real. And I thank you for that, Eva. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you guys for giving me the room to do this. And when I first wrote it, I was in tears the entire day. I just couldn't get it together. And so I went out. It was raining here. And I went outside and put a chair under the awning. And I sat outside in the cold and the rain. And I wrote this piece. And I just, you know, I wanted to feel that dankness, that helplessness that you feel when you're caught outside in the rain and you're not wearing warm enough clothing. Yeah, I needed to feel that to be able to write this. And, you know, just think about, because children don't have a concept of death. They don't understand.
Right.
So this child didn't understand that she was dying. She just was trying to figure out how she could get away from all this chaos and in the midst of it, concerned about losing her certificate so she wouldn't make her mom mad. You know, kids don't think linear. They think a thousand things at one time. I wanted to put everybody in the space and mind of a 9 or 10 year old child caught in that kind of chaos.
Well, you definitely captured that, because that's exactly, you reached that and you did it powerfully. So I'm going to connect with you. I want to definitely connect with you. And there's things that we got to just kick around some ideas, because that needs to get out there. That was too powerful not to. And now is the time for it to happen. Sadly, it's going to happen again. So it needs to start.
Yeah.
It needs to get out there. So, you know, I know we're short on time, but I will connect. And awesome, awesome, awesome. I appreciate that tonight. And so on behalf of all of Epiphany family, we thank you for that tonight. So
thank you.
Yeah. But definitely, listen, the Crown Royal Lounge is open. And I know you're going to hear some, you know, we got some voices out there that's going to speak on it, because you just got everybody's attention. But enjoy yourself out there. We're going by the Vegas rules as usual. So get what you want. Do your twist. It's out there for you. And thank you for stopping through. One love, one mic to you, Queen.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Wow.
Man.
That's something.
Talk about power, right? Talk about power.
Right there. Woo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My
Go
goodness.
Back and catch that journey again. Mm-hmm. But
well, I'll tell you what. We got a powerhouse next. Another one.
Another one.
Are you ready for this next poet?
Yeah, who do we have on the line coming?
Oh, man, we got Gwen C. Hey, Gwen. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. What's up, Diva?
Hey. Motherfucking shout out to Lisa Lips. Okay, not because she's in front of me, but because that
right.
was some fucking shit.
Right?
Yeah.
It's hard to write on it. So the fact that she was able to is fucking dope because it's hard to write on it. It's hard to write on it. It's hard to find the words.
And the way that she did it, like to be able to step so far in to get into the experience of the child, to think about where she had to go to do that. Right, to do that, to bring us all there, right? Power, right? Power. That has to. There's so many things that has to happen from that. I got it. I mean, it's
right.
That just put that put just about every project that I had on pause because this got to get out there. Every project I got going on, I got to go on pause for that. That's crazy. But hey, Glenn C, you're here. And for anyone who does not know that name, I have had the pleasure to hear one time and said, wait a minute, was it a fluke? Because I never forget. I fell on the floor, knocked me out of my seat, caused my heart to rise. And I said, I wonder if she can do that again. Never forget that experience. It was on the Get Down. But since then, all you have done to me is give me adrenaline rushes and takes me places and stir things up. And again, we talk about setting the bar, the expectation, right? And you knocked me out my seat once. Took me on roller coaster rides many times. I rode the wave, always landed safely, but I definitely took the ride. So as you're here with us this evening, it is my pleasure, my honor to be able to take this mic and hand it over to you. Knowing what you're about to do, I would not be able to touch it after because it's going to be so hot. I'm going to have to pick up another one. So with that being said, Gwen C, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Is my audio good, guys, before I start?
You sound great.
Hey, yeah.
Thank you. You wanted to fire me for 30 years. You hate my ethics and our morals don't match. I take accountability for my inability to resign. There's no non-compete clause. Your irrational fears and envy heighten your bigotry, which be evident in your blatant dumb shit, like hating due to the color of skin. You marginalize others. Our separation is necessary. I accept no severance package. I just won't work with you in boxing others and labeling them without knowing the inner content. You withheld my promotions because I fight the raging sea of systemic oppression, yet you promote shell programs to hide waves of gentrification. Mad, you glass-ceilinged me when I refused to birth, marry, befriend, color within your lines. But you got permanently pissed when I used permanent markers to boldly write, inclusion, not exclusion. But the protest was necessary to be an ally to mi gente when kids were being taken. Where were you when cries of fifth kids sang painful melodies to one another? Were you singing All Lives Matter? I tried to work with your tempo, listen to your music. As a teen, my cassettes with holes filled with paper flowed from Too Short, the ghetto, to Travis Tritt, I don't love you anymore. And I don't. Ain't no love, bitch. I've clocked in much to handle your fragility. I mean your business. In stress or triggers, only cells mattered. Your contracts enabled killings of Amadou, Sam, Walter, Terrence, Sean Bell, Mike Brown, Patrick Harmon. Your silence is harming, people. You love black as long as it keeps you out the red. Our work dynamic is worse than the necessity of telling my cousins to raise their sons into men who do not kill mine. Like them, you preach, get off the streets. But Brianna was home in the sheets. Those things you rest between after chasing your sweet dreams, but she couldn't even sleep. You hate my affiliation, work assigned by God, my calling, yet don't hate the officer who kneeled, killed a man while calling for his mother, but you mad at the man who kneeled in peaceful protest, again, but not the man who kneels to force someone's last breath. You breathe life into campaigns for tax hikes, for playgrounds, trails, and parks, but batted no eye when a 12-year-old child was shot dead playing in the park. You value black and brown sons' military service, but don't mind when wars are waged against them, such as mass incarceration. This was intended to be a draft, but dear white people, please accept my formal resignation. Normally, I thank you for the opportunity and wish you future success. Instead, I wish you'd be bland, like bland, and die an unknown death as they claim Sandra did. And since Austin's life was seized when selling CDs, I pray to bank seize your finance. terminate your livelihood. I wish the demise of your vision, your product's transportation, like police denied Philando's life while he sat in the front seat of his transportation. Okay, okay. Resignation must be kept to one page. You want your exit interview questions answered? Catch me off stage.
Oh, in peace.
Gwen C.
Oh, I haven't.
You know, at some point, there was a time, God bless the day when you found your voice, because that was a day of reckoning. When you found your voice and decided to step out and say, I'm going to speak and I'm going to share my gift, you come with such passion and such conviction that if you had nuts, you hold them. I can say, mine's right here. So congrats to your motherfucking poetic balls. You know
what I'm saying? Thank you.
What you do, you phenomenal. Hey. First time I said it tonight, I was holding that word off. I said, I'm not going to do it. But Phenomenal Inc. And
thank you. I appreciate you.
And Cadence. And you. I love your energy. You are a ray of sunshine in a dark, dark place. And I love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Mucho gracias. I appreciate you so much.
Miss LaPerla Necklin.
Well, I tell you, did I not say a powerhouse? I'm trying to tell you, she just goes in. Gwen does not pull no punches. She ain't sugarcoating shit. She coming straight for your neck. Okay, and if you can't breathe after she's done with you, well, maybe you shouldn't have gotten away. Girl, you leave me speechless, okay? And that's very, very rare for me, but you are so, yo.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, I appreciate you.
Well, Gwen C.
Appreciate you.
We got it's a full house that was within earshot of your voice tonight. And let me tell you, they got a treat because you bought that as usual. Iron sharpens iron. And once again, you never cease to amaze. So big up to your pen. And the Crown Royal Lounge is definitely open. Got tables out there. Got a little bit of everything. Whatever your twist is out there for you, I'm going to get you escort. I know you don't need no help, but that's just respect to a queen. So one love, one mic to you, queen.
One love, one mic. Peace, love, see the worth. Appreciate y'all.
One appreciate you, too. Wow.
Yo, I love her.
Wow.
I do.
Man,
I feel like you ever see Friday, like, that's my dog. That's my
right?
dog.
Yes.
But, hey, listen,
yes.
listen. I do believe we got another caller out there, right?
Well, I know this number, but they're under a different name, so I'm going to just announce the name that I see on here, but you'll see who it is when I open the mic. This is Grim the Poet Reaper. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. How you doing tonight?
Nah, both sides. It's me, your boy, for real, the poetical preacher. What it do?
What it do?
What's up, family?
Yo, what's good with you, King, man? I was sitting up here, like, we got the Grim Reaper on the show. What is going on?
Yeah, let me tell you, let me explain something real quick. I know we're short on time, but you know what? Y'all got to stop putting that goggle on Gwen C. before me because she did it again. She made me change my piece again, okay? But Grim the Poet Reaper was going to do a piece for y'all, but I had to do something different, y'all. I had to do something different because she just hyped me up. Got me stuck at work again. Got me ready to picket and boycott up in here.
Hey, listen, that's what Miss LaPerla Negra did to me early on, so I understand exactly what you say. Yeah. That was my fault for saying I had to go first. Had me twitch my whole piece, right? Stuck to the pit.
So,
but listen, King, now listen.
Yeah, so,
you
What's that, bro?
We're going to turn the mic over to you. Do your thing, King.
All righty then. I'll give you a little bit of grim up in here, try to. But the name of this piece is This World's Mess. This is something old. This World's Mess. Expectations of equality been waiting patiently for centuries, but I ain't seen that shit yet. I thank God for that ox that pulled that plow instead of me. Pale was the faces of those who spoke peace. Land was taken, sap sucked from every tree. The indigenous find themselves homeless in what was their fucking country. This world's mess. Somebody flush a fucking toilet. Land formed by these, my country, tis of these, sweet land of who? Ran the Indians off their land, took liberty of woman's and killed our man. Sweet land of liberty, of the I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims bright, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Bullshit. Bob your head to this. Take a strong pull on this knowledge. Inhale, don't be afraid of this. See, there's this myth that somebody said, if you want to hide something from a black man, to put it in a book. Bullshit. That's bullshit. We've been writing hieroglyphics since before most people could spell it. And designing, building, inventing, creating shit. Finding better ways to do shit. We ourselves need to remember this and bob our heads to this. See, we led the way through safe passage on ships we built. Columbus didn't discover shit. He was just a midget, so stop teaching us this shit. People stop believing this shit. It wouldn't be a need for slavery if these motherfuckers wasn't lazy as shit. Got somebody else picking their cotton in fields they knew not how to attend to. All this they were new to. Oh, but some things they were good at. They knew just how to manipulate you, take what you owned right from up under you, barreling invent nothing but the get over. To get paid off the accomplishments of what another black man made, and it's still going on today. They walk right in. We drink the poison. We eat every destruction. We are more concerned with the reality we see on TV than the reality that these motherfuckers are murdering motherfuckers that look like you and me. And nobody feels the pain unless it's attached to your own family tree. Limb by limb they cutting, each branch they killing, seared souls they have no feelings. They even killing children while cops get shot and die as heroes. Hundreds of teddy bears mark the memorials. Dead in the street lay the many, many souls. Both sides gets a funeral. One side dies as a nigger, the other dies as a cop, so he's a hero. Fuck that zero. A pig in a bulletproof blanket full of holes. Hallow. There is still cornbread and chicken and a lot of cotton to be picking for some juggling watermelons and shucking and jiving modern-day cooning, trying to be one of them. But one size fits all when you're hanging from a tree. Oh, say, can you see? Shut the fuck up. There are still places in America you can't travel at night or will want to be. Celebrities buying foreign Negro babies like they puppies while thousands of black babies in America go starving. Y'all starting shit overseas got us all in y'all army dying or returning home and being reminded that here, nigga, you don't belong. You're just a darky, a monkey, but they can't see that all we ever wanted was peace and to be released from this modern-day slavery. You pissed all over my ancestry, and like cattle, you took hot metal and branded me. You took all my people from Africa and scattered us, and like Tarzan, you create this man, your image, and gave us your religion. And you want us to believe? Nigga, please. On TV, they show African children with big bellies. They show our ghettos, but we know Zimbabwe, Kenya, and Soweto. You brought us here to a place where we have no choice to be. Raped and robbed us from our heritage and from the cradle right out of the crib. You stole and sold our kids. Now today, here we go again. No more rope, but they still are lynching us, though. You found a new way to slave. You found a new way, so behind gates you enslaved by marking our men as felons, choked by the system, rights to vote revoked and shit. Anything with melanin is condemned and shit. While the government gives out kickbacks, gives out kickbacks to the private-owned prisons if they don't fill them and shit. No more rope, but they still lynching us, though. So many hung, but still so many of us straightening our hair and bleaching our skin and cooning buffoon acts to be like one of them. And at some point in time, when their melanin can longer hide them, they always come back, and they fade right back to black. See, but God has a hand clap that'll slap you where you're tender at. See, I'm at my apex. This is where I go ape at. Some people are comfortable with their reality, but the reality is that is not their reality. Excuse me for being judgmental, but there is some dysfunction in the motherfucking mental capacity to make a motherfucker believe in the bullshit that they see on TV. Figure it out. It's make-believe. It's what society wants you to see. You see, when you no longer dream, they write this sheen just for you, telling me just for you, on TV screens just for you. Another one of us dead by the hands of the red, white, and blue. And the reality is we're being desensitized by all this shit that we're seeing on TV. We are digressing while there is a purge and they going door to door while we like chimpanzees at the front of the TV on all fours, screaming out, evolution, evolution, when we should be screaming out, revolution. Ain't that some shit? See, evolution is the change in heritable traits and biological populations over successive generations, and their religion is the bullshit that will take you further away from heaven. So they saying that soon every ape in all the zoos will snatch the keys and be free to move in at a tree near you. They walk right in. We drank the poison. We eat every destruction. We are more concerned with the reality that we see on TV than the reality that these motherfuckers are murdering motherfuckers that look like you and me. And so lives on the epiphany that soon, one day, our people will be free from this world's mess. The removal from a tainted past with the roar of a lion, ladies and gentlemen. Grim Reaper just told America to kiss his motherfucking ass. For real.
Lord, have mercy.
Why? Yeah.
And that is for real. The poet Douglas.
Grim the poet Reaper. Yo, I just seen the alter ego, and oh my goodness, like, the way you, where you just went, like, the talent, number one, the talent, different levels to which I'm hearing, and I'm learning, and I'm seeing, and the elevation, and just simply genius, and every, and what you bring is just, it makes, it's, the entertainer. I don't even think, I mean, for real, the poet, but you are an entertainer, and you are magic. Magic.
Thank you, my brother.
Just
thank you.
Simply genius. Everything about what you just did, I just seen visions. I'm going to connect with Miss La Perla Negra, and man, we have to connect. We have to get together. There's so many reasons. I have to connect with you, so I know you're a busy man, but I'm going to have to take time out to. We have to. But woo, phenomenal! And I was in for a surprise. I loved everything you did with that. Thank you for that. What a way to really close out this show. Ms. LaPerla Negra. Yes, King. Respect.
Yo, for real, you're a beast, man. You.
Thank you, Ms. Brown.
If not the best, man, you are up there with the best of the best when it comes to your poetry, your wordplay, your cadence, your character. You are an entertainer. You perform. You don't just spit. You perform.
and it's so dope. Every time I hear you spit, I constantly just look and listen. I can't just, you know, get up and move around. I got to pay attention to what's going on with the real poet, because, man, you got it going on. I'm telling you. And I appreciate you. I really, really do. Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Pearly. Thank you so much. One love to y'all.
Listen, one love, one mic, man. Listen, going out there in the Crown Royal Lounge and, you know what I mean, kick back, enjoy yourself by Vegas Rules. Brother, I'm going to connect with you so many things on the horizon. One love, one mic.
All right, my brother. One love, one mic, y'all. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby. Yo, that was our own CEO author, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Probably need to add entertainer in his name somewhere because the man is phenomenal. But, yo, what a way to have a dope, dope, dope show. And I know listening in, I believe it was Miss Marvel? Where she at? I believe she's still in the room listening. But, listen, I know we talked about the rundown. I don't want to forget I don't have the full rundown, but every night, Monday, listen, Sunday through Thursday, 9 p.m., Epiphany Radio is doing what it does. Friday night, 10 p.m., you're going to either catch myself, you're either going to catch me with Iron Sharpens Iron, you're going to catch Keith Eric with the Renaissance Poetry, but you will not be disappointed. There is somewhere to get your soul fed everywhere on Epiphany Radio. And as our time it's probably coming to an end, Miss La Perla Negra. I just want to give you a huge shout out and thank you for your time. And I believe we just ended.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Cool. Listen, we got everybody in.
Yes, we did. It says my call, but I'm still here.
Okay, we got everybody. I was nervous. I was nervous.
Yeah, we got them. We got them. Yeah, actually, can't nobody hear us now. So.
Oh, okay. Now, listen. Oh, my goodness, the turnout.
Okay. Yes, it was awesome. But I got to cut this conversation short because this little boy is just changes. I don't know what's going on with him. He's teething and he's finding it hard to get comfortable to sleep, and I think he's just... Okay, well, we are still heard by people that are still on the line. I just got a text. So,
okay. No worries.
I'm going to say thank you to everybody.
Awesome.
Thank you to you for allowing me to ride. Yeah, everybody can hear us. I'm getting text.
Cool. Hey, you see your mom is genuine, right?
Yes. Oh, man, dope show, and thank you as always. You are a dope host, poet, all of that. But I got to hang up so I can get this little boy situated. I enjoyed the show. We will talk later.
Listen, thank you to everybody that came out. One love, one mic. Y'all have a good night. Catch you on the flip side.
Peace.